right, here we go. It is Rob Hakala along with Lisa Zizian there, always focused. All right. Very good. I got you there, Lisa. All right, here we go. It is a Tech Talk segment on a Tuesday. Let's see if we can find out where we're going. We're going to do some navigating today with David Snell over at Act Smart IT. David, good morning.
Hi, David.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Lisa. I'm not so sure we're going to be navigating. I'm not very happy today.
Okay, so tell us why, because this is something now Google. Okay, don't be careful there. Okay, now I saw that there was a cookie monster you could get too on this. So they do voices, but they go away. Is that what happens on Waze?
Those special voices, yeah.
Oh, so they can't have them. They must be licensed or something. Is that
0.1 miles at the roundabout?
Yeah.
Take the third exit.
Third.
Oh boy, let's count to three.
One, and two,
at the roundabout.
Three. At the roundabout. Okay, thank you, Cookie Monster. Okay, so he was the voice.
And now you missed the exit, right?
Yeah, because you're listening to Cookie Monster. Okay, so a lot of people, when it comes to navigation tools, people have all kinds of things now, maybe built into their cars or using their telephones. And Waze is a popular one, right?
Waze is very popular. One of the reasons is because they have all the features that we're so used to using, which is you can announce when there are accidents, when there are police, you see police cars on the road, construction, all those types of things that help make your traveling that much easier. And that was the reason that they've remained the primary navigation app for the past couple of years. But back in 2013... you may remember, many people don't remember, but Google bought Waze for a cool $1.2 billion.
Wow.
And ever since that day, there's been speculation that the tech giant would one day pull a plug. And it looks like that day is going to be coming sooner than later now.
No.
Well, why would... so hold on. They bought it, though, in 2013. Why would they mess with something if it is popular or successful, David?
I guess they've been doing other things with their systems or their services with Google Maps and all of that, but at this point in time, people don't use Google Maps, and the reason is that it doesn't do all the social reporting features like the traffic and construction and accidents and all of that. So they bought it so they could get the technology, and that's what many high-tech companies do. They'll buy the technology rather than develop it in-house and then just massage it to work with their technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that seems to be what they're doing here with Waze.
Yeah, that's the usual roadmap. You're right. If we can't do it, forget it. Let's just buy something that's good, and then we'll just make it ours.
I mean, I find Google Maps clunky compared to Waze, but I will say the only time I open it is when Waze will not connect or cannot connect. If I'm somewhere in like the Adirondacks and it's having a hard time finding me, Google Maps has been a backup for me, but I do not prefer it to Waze. Waze is definitely my favorite.
Exactly, and we may see that over time, Google Maps is going to be equal to or even better than Waze, and at some point in time, Waze is going to have to go by the wayside. You know, most of these, or all of these social apps and the apps that you get on your phones are far superior and far less expensive than what you get built into a car. For instance, I've got a 2013 Toyota Highlander, mm-hmm. and the 1 year I went to upgrade the maps and my navigation GPS, it was over $600.
Oh, my goodness.
Forget it.
Well, I'm not going to be doing that.
No.
I'm going to stick with Waze.
Why would you need anything when I purchased the car
if I want navigation. I said, no way. I know that it needs to update somehow, sometime. No way. Yeah. I can do it on my phone.
So why would anybody need that ever again, right? You wouldn't, right?
Interesting. No, you wouldn't if you use a smartphone.
Yeah.
You know, and these work with all the smartphones. But I also found interesting what I thought about after the fact is there are a couple of car manufacturers now that I've seen ads for with Waze built in.
Yes, I thought
I've seen what's going to happen with them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they would it switch to Google or something?
Right?
I mean, they must have made a deal with Google. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's my assumption, but we'll see where that goes. So do we still need Waze? I do. I continue to use Waze until I can't use it anymore. And then if it disappears or when it disappears, I'll have to move to something new. Google Maps, I'm going to hope, will be at least as good as Waze, and perhaps better, because they're a much stronger company than Waze ever was.
All right. So, but if I was Mr. Google, and I said, David, you're going to love this because it's going to have all the things that, that Waze does. You know, it's just going to have a new name, and it'll look a little different, but it has all your favorite features. Would that be okay? Is that what they plan to do?
I think that's what they plan to do, and that would be okay. So what we'll do over the next three to six months, we will test Google Maps as they roll out these social reporting features, and then maybe we can talk about it again to see if it's catching up with the Waze playbook or if, in fact, they're just still falling way behind. It'll be interesting. But, again, I'm not happy. And, Lisa, I know you're not happy.
No. One of my favorite features.
Yeah, it's true.
One of my favorites is, so an example is when we went up to Ogunquit the end of the summer, and there's one main drag getting into Ogunquit, and at that time of day it was so packed. Waze says, "Don't do it. I'm going to reroute you," and it was great. And I love when that happens. Reroute me away from the traffic. That's exactly what I want when I know the area a little bit, but I could use help getting through so that the back roads, so that I'm not caught up in this traffic jam. I love that.
Exactly. A funny story, just quickly. When we first started using a navigation unit in a rental car, it was called Neverlost, I believe. It was many, many years ago. And it rerouted us away from traffic right down a dirt road to a washed-out bridge.
Oh!
Wow.
And Pam has always said that they were out to get us that day, so we stopped using that navigation.
Yeah, it puts you down in a dirt road, leaves you out there with nowhere. There are no.
That hasn't happened with Waze.
Yeah, that would be. It'd be interesting. I don't know if there's some message in there. Yeah, dirt road to a washed out bridge. No cell signal. Leaves you down there.
Scary.
Good luck.
Sounds like a terrible horror movie.
Yeah. I like that. Let's use that for Halloween. Okay. All right. David Snell's got all the information about whether or not Waze will come to an end, or what's the future for Waze, and what's going to happen with Google Maps and the future of all of this. David's got the article, right, David?
Absolutely. Go to my website, xroutit.com, click on the blog link, or go to 959watd.com and follow Rob and Lisa.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.